We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a new comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, we are changing it up. I was home for the holidays, so I thought I would take advantage of some family time with this podcast idea that I've had and I've wanted to do for a while. I wanted to do a mom review podcast where we have an actual mom reviewing a movie or TV show or something, and I thought that this would be perfect because my stepmother, Renata Bacon, has never seen a Star Wars film. All she knows about Star Wars is random pop culture things, as you'll find out. Well, my dad really wanted to see Star Wars on Christmas Day as a family, so I thought this would be perfect. The sound quality is fine. It's not the best because I don't have my normal recording equipment, but I think it's okay. Also, I'm not a Star Wars expert myself, so please don't send angry emails about how I don't know anything about Star Wars, because I'm admitting that I don't, and I apologize. So anyway, we go to the Marcus Movie Theater in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, at noon on Christmas Day to see Star Wars The Force Awakens in 3D. Before the movie starts, I decide to ask Renata a few questions while we're waiting in line for popcorn.
All right, so it's Christmas Day. They're showing Star Wars at like four different theaters. It's me, Bob Bacon, and Renata Bacon. And Renata Bacon hasn't seen any of the Star Wars films.
No, none at all. Nope.
Why haven't you seen these movies?
Just not interested. Don't like sci-fi. I like romance movies.
There's romance in this.
Okay.
How excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 to see this movie on Christmas Day? We're here at noon. We left the house early.
Is 10 high?
Yes.
Then 1.
You know the movie is like over 2 hours long?
Well, you know, I've had more expensive naps, so the worst thing that could happen is like I'll start snoring and your father will say, "Stop snoring."
Do you know who Luke Skywalker is?
No, I'm trying to think if I know like who the actor was that played Skywalker.
Who's the main bad guy in the first films?
That Shaggy. Oh, Khan or something. Khan.
It's Darth Vader.
Oh, Darth Vader.
Khan is from Star Trek.
I haven't seen Star Trek either.
Let's go get some candy and then watch this movie.
So the movie starts, and we watch The Force Awakens with all the Star Wars action that we know and love. And after the film, I knew I had to ask them about it right away when it was still fresh in their heads or before we got home and they got comfortable. So I decided just to ask them in the car on the way home. Of course, warning, if you haven't seen the film, spoilers.
Well, yeah, the kid is kicking the seat. He's bored out of his skull.
All right.
Why didn't you
oh,
my gosh.
So we just got done watching Star Wars. Renata's already had a couple comments, and I keep asking her to like, save them. So, Renata... we all want to know, what'd you think of the movie?
I can't believe the first one that I saw, they killed off Harrison Ford. It's like, how could they do that?
Did you, when you're watching this, and he goes to hand him the lightsaber, he's going to die?
No.
You thought he was going to turn good?
I thought he was going to get his son back. He was going to save him. He's going to become a good boy.
You actually thought like that amount of time that they spent handing each other the lightsaber that something good was going to come of that?
Yes, I did, because I believe in good things. Said he's falling off the bridge.
Do you or do you not think that they should put railings up on these bridges? Every Star Wars movie, there's no railing.
I think
no
it was
railing.
Pretty dead the after you got that sword in them.
You think? Well, yeah. I think they just wanted to make sure to be like, hey, because people get stabbed with lightsabers all the time. They're like, hey, just so you know, Harrison Ford is way too old and he is not coming back.
I think Harrison Ford said, I'm not, you got to kill me off on this one because I'm not going to come back again.
Yeah, he's done so many.
In his contract. I'll only do it if you kill me this time.
You kill me.
All right, Renata, how did you like the movie?
It was very adventure-packed.
Adventure-packed? Action-packed?
Adventure-packed?
Well, it was adventure. There was a lot of adventure.
I mean, you're not wrong, but that is just a weird way to put it.
Adventure-packed.
Okay, but what do you think of it?
Well, I liked that little Ray girl.
Yeah.
She was really cute when she ran.
These are the important things, okay.
You know, they had a nice biracial relationship. So it's all, you know, that was nice unity.
Mm-hmm.
I never really contemplated that out in space you would go to different planets and some
looks
were
like
green
no.
and lush. And I didn't know that, Princess Leia and
Han Solo?
Yeah, that they had a child together.
Well,
did
that never happened.
Did you guys know that?
No.
Oh, that didn't happen. That was just for this film?
That was for the film. They fell in love.
Yeah.
So it's just assumed. And I'm assuming the girl is Luke Skywalker's daughter.
What?
You didn't get that out of that?
No. Where did you get that? You think well, that Rey?
Yeah, the Force. Now... Yeah, the Force only goes with the family, if you've noticed. So, like, Princess Leia, She had the Force, and that's why her son, who she has with Han Solo, has the Force. So, and then, you know, that girl doesn't have a family. Of course it's Luke Skywalker. He probably left her alone so she didn't have to worry about dying or something.
She wouldn't have to live the life with the Force.
Yeah, what do you think, Dad?
I think that if she went all the way up to the top of the mountain, she'd at least bring some groceries.
You're thinking the entire time.
I was. What's the guy survive on up there? He's dead on the mountaintop all this time?
I don't know.
Living in a cave?
That's not the point.
How would you like to be the guy that also has to wear that Chewy suit?
You make so much money. I don't think he cares.
He doesn't care. And
you were.
They resurrected all the old characters.
Yeah.
And I knew that C-3PO would come up and have the rest of the map. But they definitely left it open-ended for the next movie.
Yeah.
I thought this was the last one.
No.
Well, they're making a ton. They're just going to keep making them now. They're like, because they're like, hey, well, this is stupid. Like, everyone loves Star Wars. How come we're not making these constantly?
But Harrison Ford will not be back.
No, well, duh. Well, he'll be. He might be back as like a ghost. Because when you die, you can come back as a ghost in the Force.
Yeah, who knows? He might like be like that on Rudolph.
Exactly.
Just
like Rudolph.
What was that guy? The big abominable snowman. He fell off that cliff and he bounced and he came back. So.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Maybe Han Solo.
The abominable snowman fell off a cliff in what?
And he bounced and he came back. And then he became a good guy. But
what do you think about the bad guy in the movie?
He was good.
You gotta have a real bad guy
and he became the new Darth Vader, and you know the Darth Vader. Did you see the mask rod? Did you put that together?
Yeah.
You know what Darth Vader looks like.
Well, he had that mask.
He was, what's his name?
What happened to Darth Vader? How come he wasn't in this one?
He was
Darth Vader's dead.
He died?
Yeah. But it made, what's his name's career?
James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones, yeah.
Okay, so Renata, did you like the movie? Did you not like the movie? Did you think it was okay? Like, could you give it a star system or out of 10 or like a Renata seal of approval? Or?
Yeah, I liked it. I would give it I'd give it a 5.
A 5 out of...
Renata's not a big science fiction fan.
Yeah,
well, I'm not about all that. I'm not about all that action. You know, it's like, like fight, calm down, fight, calm down. You know, I think that genre is like pretty predictable.
But the 3D, I will give you that. 3D was awesome.
3D was great. Yeah. I will give you every action movie is very predictable in that way. I mean, there's always... The one thing I'm sick of... is the cheesy lines of like, give me back my ship. It's just little jokes that you always see in every action movie that you could see coming from a mile away. The one thing I did not like
it's
about...
It's like the tough guy has a sense of humor.
Yeah.
There was a little humor.
There was a lot of humor. There was a lot of great jokes in it. I thought that were really good. There were some predictable ones, but I thought there was a lot of really great jokes. I will say, though, I'm sick of seeing our heroes who don't want to have the responsibility get told that they have the responsibility, that they have to save something, and they're like, I don't want to do it. So they, like, run off. They're like, I need to get back here. I need to get away from, you know. And then she, like, runs off into the woods. And
yeah,
it's just.
Why did she run into the woods?
Exactly. It's just to have had. You
know, yeah. Because she ran off into the woods. Her love interest, his life is in danger now. We don't know if he lives.
Yeah. The thing is, I get it as like a character development thing, but also like in the audience, I know this is going to happen. I know that she's coming back. Like, this is just padding. And the movie's already over 2 hours long. We don't need any padding. And they do this. It's not Star Wars. It's just in every movie. It's like, I don't want the power. It's too much. And then 15 minutes later, something bad happens. They're like, oh no.
I'll run back.
I have to go back because they have my friend. So,
my friend,
Renata, you gave it a 5, but you didn't say out of anything. Out of 10?
Oh, yeah, out of 10.
Out of 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
You wouldn't see
well,
it again.
Okay,
would
I
you
think
recommend
that,
it?
Well, you know, there's like a lot of work that had to be done to make that. So, you know, that's pretty incredible.
Well, that's
you
our
know?
Next thing is find the budget, what it cost to make it.
$200 million.
All that stuff.
$200 million? Yeah, they probably made that the first weekend.
Oh, they made it the first day.
Yeah.
Made more than that the first day.
I have one friend that has a picture of them. It's on his Facebook page. They all have Star Wars shirts on.
Yeah.
And they're obviously there the first day. And that would not have been something for us because it would have been packed. And I think it was a perfect thing to do today. We had great seats. We were right in the middle. A little caveat about the kid kicking my seat. I got over that. But it was the theater was great. The sound was awesome.
Yeah,
The 3D was really, really good.
The seats were comfortable.
Yeah. What, Dad? What'd you give it out of 10?
I'd give it an 8.
An 8 out of 10.
I
feel like, yeah, I'd give it an 8 out of 10. And I don't think anybody in this people are going to get upset when they hear this. I don't think anybody in this car is a huge Star Wars fan, right?
I mean, the only reason why I wanted you were here, we had the 3D thing. I mean, I would have waited for it to come out on video if it wasn't for the 3D thing. And the fact that we had a good day to go, you know,
Well, here's the thing with a movie like that. I think you need to see a movie like that on the big screen.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I think it needs to be big. I don't think it works sitting at home.
Cool. Before we get out of the car, Renata, your favorite part and your least favorite part of the movie?
I think some of the fight scenes got to be like, you know, and I know those movies, that's what people go to see.
You knew
all
the lightsaber fight was
that
coming.
That fighting, yeah. But I think, you know, some of that, it's like, okay, enough shooting at each other, you know, do something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that got much, but...
okay, what was your favorite part?
Well, I liked seeing Princess Leia and Han Solo, you know, see each other again. You know, I like seeing that.
You like the love story there?
Yeah.
So you would like to have seen a little...
I liked that funky bar where they went to see that crazy woman that had the big glasses
Baby
on and looked into everybody's eyes.
Yeah.
That was a really fun, you know, funky bar there.
And you'd like to know that in the very first movie, there's a bar scene and that's what that's pulling from. So that's like what that is, and there's like a band playing, and you get to see all these different aliens.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I'd like to go to that place.
It's really cool that you saw and you liked that, and you had no idea what it was referencing, but it was like cool in its own. What about BB-8, the ball guy?
Oh, that was really cool.
You liked him?
Yeah, I liked him. I liked, you know, his emotions. I had a lot of empathy for that ball guy because, you know, he was like. Trying to be saved, trying to get home, trying to fit in, you know, with people like that Ray. So, yeah, I liked the ball guy.
I agree with you. The cheesy running away part where I don't, you know, I want to go home or I'm not going to do this anymore. And I don't want the responsibility, but someone's going to talk you back into it. But
there's a man dressed like an elf who just walked into a Quick Trip. It's a gas station in Wisconsin.
The dry humor was good. I liked the dry humor when I know you said that, or when someone interprets what Chewie says, or one of the guys says something. So I like the dry humor. I thought Harrison Ford was excellent.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great actor, and they got him in back. And I'm surprised they killed him, but, you know, they have to have some melodrama. And, of course, they have to fall off the bridge. But I really enjoyed the 3D effects. That's a 3D movie that, you know, stuff was flying at you when the ships came from behind you.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like they're in them. I think they have that was better than the first 3D movie we saw.
Gravity.
I didn't think that I liked Harrison Ford anymore, but I really liked him in this.
Harrison Ford.
I used to, but I think he's kind of become like a curmudgeon, you know, old man. But I liked him in this, and I didn't really think he was attractive anymore, but I thought he was attractive in this movie.
I thought he did a great job. He can act, obviously. A little less action scene and a little bit more character development on some stuff. Like, maybe, like, just a scene where two people are sitting and talking not about plot stuff, where we, like, can find out more about... Like, I would like to find out more about Finn and, like, his life as a stormtrooper. And, like, we kind of touched on that, and that was cool, but I feel like you could make a whole movie just basically, like, somebody being brought into being a stormtrooper. You know, like, that alone is interesting enough deep into it.
How about Rey living there, you know, on her own in the desert collecting, you know, rubbish and taking it to, you know, to get those rations? And what was that strange bread? She put, you know, she put some powder in a dish with some water and it came into kind of like a baseball bread.
Yeah, that was really cool. I like that. All right, so 8 out of 10 for me, 8 out of 10 for Dad, and 5 out of 10 for Renata.
For science fiction,
and she doesn't movie. Like. Is this probably your favorite science fiction movie then?
I haven't seen many science fiction movies, but
and they tie a lot of more real like world into the Imperial.
I think
sci-fi.
It's interesting that I've never seen any before, but I'm able to identify the characters because that's how much of our culture, you know, or how Star Wars has become such a part of the culture. The people that even haven't watched any, like, you know, I know Han Solo, I knew Han Luke Solo. Skywalker. Yeah.
Yeah.
C-3PO.
Yep.
Who was the gold
R2-D2.
Guy?
R2-D2. C-3PO is the gold guy. R2-D2 is the trash can guy.
Okay.
And BB-8 is the little ball guy that
is
you like.
BB-8.
Yeah.
I never got
And Chew, name. Chewbacca. Chewie is the big hairy guy.
I also like that, you know, they have strong women. Let's go buy some bananas.
Let's go buy some bananas.
That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and you want to hear more, you could listen to all our episodes on our website, trythispodcast.com. Or you could find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to get a hold of us, you could email us at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Join us next week. We'll have a whole new podcast with a new comedian, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.